You know how we get inspired by other people's story? Just say someone, you hear someone went to China and became a missionary, and we hear their story, and we say, wow, what a story, and I want this story of my life to be like that. Then you hear, these are general stories. Then you hear the story of perhaps for me, Mother Teresa. And we say, wow, what an amazing life. You hear so many stories and hopefully we get inspired. But however, this is what I heard. The story of your life is a story that you never heard before. Okay. The story of our lives, it's a story that we even never heard before. In that sense, let's get inspired by the story of other people, but not to bind ourselves with their stories. Because the story of your life, the story of my life, never been told before, just like your fingerprint. In that sense, we ask the Lord to really help us to hit the mark and to honor the story of our own lives, life, past, present, future, especially where you are right now and where you are, of course, going. The story of your life, it doesn't have to match any other stories, because your story is yours, and the Lord sent us here for our story to manifest. Even if our story is not told or heard, but our story had to be manifested on earth. It's part of that eternal puzzle. The Lord is a storyteller. Every single baby that is born is part of the story, and is part of the storytelling of our Father, the story maker, right? In that sense, remember this sentence. The story of your life, you even never heard of it before because it's being unraveled. And you are getting to know the story of your own life. Do not look at other people. I'm talking to myself too. And say, oh, my story doesn't match with all the story of those great people. No. You even never heard your story before, because it's being manifested. Honor the story of your life. Do not compare the story of your life with anybody else. It's one of a kind. Bless the story of your life. Be who you are. In Jesus' name.